This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview, the talk radio roundup, if you will. The top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, as viewed by the folks who are on the DJV program, Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And because Jennifer is off for Thanksgiving, we're joined by my friend John Harper from WMEL down on the Space Coast in Florida. He always has great pithy things to say, a great addition to the countdown info when we have him here. So I think what I'm going to do is go through, try to approach this differently every week so that we don't fall into a pattern. The people list has Andrew Cuomo on it. Number 9 is Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Number 8 is Ron DeSantis. 7, Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump is 6. Darryl Brooks is 5. Ahmaud Arbery is number 4. Kyle Rittenhouse is 3. Jerome Powell is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So there, that's that overview. On the story side, immigration, the situation at the borders is at 10 in terms of what's been talked about this past week, according to Talkers Research. The Cuomo investigation, the whole thing is Mondo Bizarro as far as I'm concerned with that. Thanksgiving is number 8. The Charlottesville jury awards damages story, 7. January 6th is 6. Let's see here, crime and violence. I think the parade tragedy is really where people's head is when it comes to that, when it comes to that situation, when it comes to that story or that storyline. Voter legislation number 4, the Rittenhouse verdict number 3, COVID and the usual at 2, and the economy number 1. Okay, so let's start with number 3 because that's a new one this week. The announcement of the acquittal happened late last week of Rittenhouse and what that means in terms of gun and gun violence. Is gun violence in our country an American epidemic? I think that's a reasonable, legitimate question to ask after this. I saw a research paper this week where a lot of experts examined the history of our country with guns, the impact of gun violence, and maybe what can be done going forward to mitigate the problem. So let's see, Victoria, you want to start with that, with any thoughts that you had with regard to Rittenhouse? I know we've been on the DJV program, I don't want to say the usual, but there's a conflict that is once again based on politics. Rittenhouse has made this impact on the right, and he's everywhere, and isn't it wonderful for gun rights and yada, 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 which I think is complete nonsense, but
The gun rights aspect of it, but what does honestly just disgust me is that Marjorie Taylor Greene has already said she wants to propose that Kyle Rittenhouse be given the Congressional Gold Medal.
Yeah,
for
that's not gold.
Oh, my.
And I know she just loves to be in the headlines, and I think she's just a ridiculous person, but the fact that she's even proposing this is and has support from her supporters, it just shows how incredibly divided. I don't even think this is a gun rights issue. This is just now, it's so much more of a political issue. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse is no saint by any stretch of the imagination. He did not belong there. He lied. I mean, should he have been charged with murder? Technically, no. The jury did the right thing in terms of that verdict, but it was a very emotional verdict for most of the country. And for him to be deified, and that's Matt Gaetz and that Gozer guy are fighting over who's going to have Kyle Rittenhouse as an intern. I mean, and then he meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and now Marjorie Greene wants to give him the Congressional Gold Medal, and she says the reason that she wants to do that is that he went into this area, that he protected the community of Kenosha during a Black Lives Matter riot, which is not true.
But
everybody on the right who supports him and supports her, that's fully what they believe.
But how do we get this misinformation? How does this get so distorted, this story. And you can say, well, how do we may have the right story, you have the wrong story. John, well, how's this playing on the Space Coast WMEL?
Well, it's playing just as you kind of described, Doug, throughout the country. Here on the Space Coast and in the state of Florida, this guy's been made to be a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply amazing. I think Victoria had it nailed right on the head in the fact that it's become very political, very divided in our nation. And I'm very concerned about the feelings that both sides have on this issue. And it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No.
No, I think you're right about that. Jay, how's it playing down where you are in Nashville?
It's kind of similar where you have people on different sides. I think that the media is an issue in the story. Social media is an issue because you have people looking at other people's opinions online and not doing their own research. There are still people that believe that the people who were shot and killed by Rittenhouse, he is not a murderer by any means. I agree with the verdict as well. And I agree also that he is not a hero. Just because he's not a murderer does not mean
right.
he's not a hero.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that still believe that they were black victims, that this was not during riots, that Kyle Rittenhouse hunted these people down. That is not the case. And that is the false narrative that people are still getting online.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. It is trending, though. Excuse me. No question about that. All right. When we continue, we'll move to the other trial. I suppose we ought to talk about the Arbery trial to a point. I don't know. I don't want to give it too much time. Anybody got anything to say about it other than what the obvious is?
Well, I do think that the jury did the right thing. And again, you know, a lot of people are, I saw something over the weekend where someone said, oh, well, that's what happens when you have an all-black jury. It was an all-white jury, except for one black juror. And so, it's this misinformation that we just can't seem to get away from. One of the things that I think is really telling is that the district attorney down there has now been charged because, remember, initially, these three guys hunted Ahmaud Arbery down, and they weren't arrested for over a month. It was a month and a half or 2 months, and they weren't arrested. Everyone knew who they were. The one guy was a former cop. And so everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, why are there no arrests being made? And it turns out that it's because the Attorney General has now been charged, and she's probably going to lose her law license, she's going to lose her career, because she basically discouraged an arrest from happening, because she knew the guy who was the former cop. So it's very corrupt. It makes a lot of sense when you roll back the timeline of what actually happened. We know this man, Ahmaud Arbery, was jogging through this neighborhood. He was hunted down by three guys. One guy filmed it, and he ended up being the one who squealed first. And the whole thing was just a mess, and everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, how are no arrests being made? We know who the three suspects are. It was just, it just felt like an abomination of justice. And so I think a lot of people feel that the right thing was done and the jury verdict was correct. But, you know, it's just so many layers of corruption. It's disgusting.
Some people wonder, I think I've said any number of times lately on the DJV program, that I think the Black Lives Matter thing is an overcorrection. And that may be, that's how I feel in general. But then on the plane coming out to California this week, I saw a movie about a black family that it was being chased down as they were going. It was a story about churches and what church was in what community, and how in the late 40s and early 50s, the police in the South would, now, you know, a certain amount of Hollywood, there's an influence of Hollywood here, there's no question about it. Excuse me, but to see the way the police are presented in this movie as going after and hunting down and actually killing blacks at that, you know, down in these backwoods areas, Mississippi and Alabama, it gives you cause to think. It really does. Oof. All right, 15 after the hour, we'll continue with a focus on the election. Yes, we're still talking about the election right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, 18 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly get-together of the DJV folks, and because Jennifer's not here, we're joined by John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast talking about the items that are in the top 10. You can get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. So with regard to number four, voter legislation, I thought it was interesting, this Ohio County official who denied knowing about the attempted breach of the election network. This is John Hammercheck, president of the Lake County Board of Commissioners. So, Jay, you're from that neck of the woods in Ohio. What's it? Do you remember the first time you voted there? Did you vote for the first time in that in Ohio?
I did. I don't remember actually voting, but I do remember getting registered to vote. Whoever it was, the mayor at the time, or they were going to be running for mayor, was going door to door to introduce himself to everybody in the community. And he came up, and I had just turned 18, just became eligible to vote, and he helped me get registered. And I just always remember that.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, and now it's turned around. What's the issue here, Victoria, in terms of the election fraud? There's some connection to Mike Lindell, and I'm trying to figure that out.
So what happened is, as we know, Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame has been very vocal about, you know, the stolen election and all this alleged election fraud, which has never been substantiated. And so he's been going on these national tours and having these symposiums. I mean, they're basically rallies. And so at two of his rallies, there was a private laptop that was plugged into the network inside this guy Hammercheck's government office on May 4th. And so they did a routine traffic check and with this laptop, and essentially it was captured by the computer, and it was circulated at this Mike Lindell cyber symposium on election fraud. And essentially you can't plug a private laptop into election data, take the laptop away, and then go play it at some, like, MyPillow convention. That's to me, the biggest fraud is that. That's the biggest election fraud that we've had so far, are these two different instances where someone who was working in, I forget what other state it was, Colorado, I think, when they literally allowed workers to come right in and take data with them. I mean, that's the real fraud. It's not who's illegally voting. That's the real fraud.
Food for thought at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, 23 after the hour, the talk radio roundup, if you will, a review of the hot hits from the perspective of talk experts, the people that are on my DJV program every day. Victoria Keevan is here, Jay Kirshner. John Harper joins us from WMEL. He's here from time to time. I like hearing his voice. I enjoy his thought process, and he knows what's going on in the minds of people that listen to his programs in Central Florida. It's a pretty good bellwether of what people are thinking around the country, so happy to have him here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Jay, you have some comments from the various social sites that we have, all at DJV Show, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So you asked some questions. The mac and cheese debate for Thanksgiving. That's a pretty important one.
This was a big debate that basically broke the internet. It all started with New England Pats defensive end Matt Judon, who loves Thanksgiving and was asked about what he was going to have on the menu, and all he wanted to talk about was the fact that people need to stop putting mac and cheese on their Thanksgiving dinner tables. It almost broke the NFL. It broke the internet. And people feel very passionately about this. I think it's a Southern thing. I didn't even know that mac and cheese was an option for Thanksgiving until we moved to the South, and now we have it. We had it yesterday. But 84% of people on at DJV Show socials said, absolutely not. Get that crap off the table. Where 16% either said, sure, why not, or yes, it should be on the table.
I think if you're going
to that until just now.
Really?
Never heard of mac and cheese. I know, Doug, you and I are you know, up in the North, and so it's just not something that comes up here. But, yeah, I mean, when I think of mac and cheese, I think of barbecue. So maybe it's a Southern holdover because of good Southern barbecue, and the mac and cheese is always one of the sides, and maybe that just gets extended into Thanksgiving. But that is strange.
Our mac and cheese come from a barbecue place down here.
There you go.
One of we have here a few of the haunts that we go to regularly here in Los Angeles has a mac and cheese, but it's sort of a fried in the fry-o-later mac and cheese, and it's actually kind of yummy.
Like a fried ball? Like a ball of mac and cheese?
Those things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably really bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, here in Florida, I've never heard of it up until this week. With the controversy that's going on, it has never, ever been on the menu of anybody that I know here in the state of Florida or anywhere. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. We're running against the grain, it would seem, all of us. Okay, next item, a little more serious, the three who were found guilty in the Arbery case. What are people saying about that?
Everybody was in agreement that the verdict was correct. Lori Howerton said justice is served. Colleen Smith chimed in, justice done right. Dan Myers commented that he's with the jury on this one. Arbery wasn't a physical threat to anyone until he was under attack. There was no need for confrontation.
All right, what I'm most interested in is what the collective has decided on the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, because we've been talking a lot about our feelings. What are the listeners saying?
Yeah, most people were in agreement with the jury. Very, very few said that kid should fry. There was a comment, again, misinformed about him hunting down black people. That was not the case. Tommy Perez commented that judge should be praised for his knowledge of the law. We need more judges like him. Winifield Jeremy can't wait for Rittenhouse to sue every media outlet and public figure who labeled him a white supremacist. And Diana Julian calls Rittenhouse a vigilante and questions if this will encourage others to become vigilantes as well.
Absolutely it will.
That is a good conversation to be having.
Interesting that two-thirds, at least, of the comments, two out of three of the comments that you read for us, were supportive of him. So maybe are we on the wrong side of this, or we have a different point of view? I don't know.
Well, you can agree with the verdict.
The law,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can agree with the verdict and support the law. All of the before stuff, well, he shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 all that stuff, that's almost more moral-based. It's when it's in terms of what happened in court, the trial itself, I am with the jury on this one, and I think we all kind of are in agreement of that part of the fact that he is not a hero. He's not a murderer,
no,
but he's not a hero.
No. That's for sure. Okay, that's at 28 after in this half hour of the DJV overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again. A one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Calls out of Washington that Russia is becoming more aggressive against its neighbors. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, on Newsmax, says the current status of Russia is worse than the Cold War Soviet Union.
Yeah, very concerned about the activities with Russia. They're getting very aggressive. And obviously the concerns from President Yushchenko saying that there's, you know, activity at the border. We've called for Republicans, particularly those on the House Armed Services Committee. The Foreign Affairs Committee has not weighed in on this yet, but on the Republican side, we're asking for reinforcement there in the form of troops and intelligence to make sure that some type of coup doesn't happen. And certainly the Russians are going to deny it, but we know that they would be behind it. When they took over Crimea in 2014, over 14,000 people were killed. So this could be very violent conflict if we don't show that we're going to be strong. Hopefully Secretary Blinken's statements, he'll back up the statements he made to support the Ukrainians against the Russians, and also seek our NATO allies to support us as well. I don't see a lot happening, but we're hoping that the Biden administration will continue to show some strength in this, at least something.
Former U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Sunday filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for withholding parts of a book about what he witnessed in the Trump administration. Esper served as Trump's defense secretary from June of 2019 to November of 2020 when he was fired by 45. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour now, the cozy season is here. And I reference that because that is how some people refer to the aftermath. The Thanksgiving season opens up the door to the cozy time of the year. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about that. Is it really the cozy season for you? Are you feeling good about the end of the year? If you're a retailer, we talk about Black Friday and the reality that by the time you get here, from now till the end of the year, that's where you make your money. And that really is kind of a stark reality as to what's going on in American business. But it's been that way for quite a long time. That's how Black Friday got started. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend John Harper, who's in from WMEL in the Space Coast area of Florida, with his thoughts on the things that are in the story list this week. Victoria Keelan, who's from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner, who is also a DJVer, here to put the, this is an ancillary, this is the companion piece to the official countdown show that I do every week with Michael Harrison. So we're going through some of the items here. At number five, the parade tragedy, I think that's the most important thing when it comes to crime and violence this week, isn't it? What happened there and How do these things happen in general? That's what people want to know. Yeah. How do these things happen? Isn't that what people?
How does a guy get out on bail for only $1,000 when he had had a long rap sheet and he had already attempted to run over the mother of his child with his car? Then 2 days later, he plows into an entire parade of people. And just to escape, and he was fleeing the scene of a knife fight, so he was in a separate domestic violence issue, and so he was fleeing that scene, and then caused this horrible tragedy. It's just, you have to wonder, we have people who are stuck in jail for, minor marijuana possessions who can't make bail, and then this guy is out on $1,000 bail and then goes and kills people. It's very backwards.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead, John.
It's just a tragic situation all around as far as what went on with this incident during that parade. And it I think goes back to what we were all talking about at the start of the show as far as guns, gun violence, and the way in which our society is now looking at guns. And it seems like the nerve has been opened or reopened, perhaps, and it occurred, I think, a couple of years ago by Donald Trump, and it seemed to legitimize a lot of these issues that are taking place. And he brings the kid from Wisconsin into his home and makes him a rock star. And the kid is on other shows, but my point is it goes to say that, as we mentioned, the country very much divided, and I don't see that going away anytime soon, and where that's going to end, I think nobody knows, and it's wide open for further debate on that.
Well, I have a friend who's an astrologer, and if you believe in astrology or what it is all about, she has predicted the next 2 years are going to be a rough and tumble time in America, and then it sorts itself out, however that happens. There are some people who are promoting literally the violence that would lead to a civil war. There are that many crazy people in this country, and they want everybody to think the way they do. And that never works. Even if you were to go to war and you saw what happened after the Civil War, things still aren't straightened out as far as Black America is concerned. And it's, talking about 150 years ago. And there still is this prejudice, this hatred, this disrespect for people just because they have a different color skin. I have said on the air many times, I think the Black Lives Matter thing has overcorrected at this point. You better take a breath, because if you keep pushing on things like that, that does result. There are certain things that are so obvious that needed to be corrected, and the addressing of that is something that we're doing, I think, as a country, as a culture. But there's another side to it that kind of makes me wonder whether we aren't hurting the cause more because we're pushing too hard. Some elements of that, I think, hold some sustenance in terms of
no doubt about it. Absolutely,
what's going on?
Yeah.
All right. So the business of crime. I had something here that I thought was worth our time for a moment. There's the story of a federal grand jury that held Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart distributing pain pills in two Ohio counties. They were charged with being reckless. And they were found responsible. This is the opioid thing. It's been going on. Pharmacies distributing, in this case, 80 million prescription painkillers in one county alone.
Yeah,
over a
ridiculous
4-year period. Good God. And then there was another county, 61 million pills, where this is all in Ohio, Jay. Lake County is where I think you're from, right?
No.
No?
Where are you? No, we're from Lorain County, Cuyahoga County, like just west of Cleveland.
Right. I'm trying to remember where Trumbull
County
is.
But this isn't just in Ohio, though. Right now this case pertains to Ohio. But, down in West Virginia, there was one county that had a very small population, I forget the exact number, but 75 million opioid pills and prescriptions were filled in this one county that only had thousands of people in it. 75 million. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to see. Now, naturally, CVS and Walgreens and everybody else is coming forward saying, you know, this, we don't agree with the verdict and this isn't our fault and we're filling prescriptions that doctors are writing. I think that, you know, this is such a complicated issue, and the pharmaceutical companies, I think, really are the ones that people should be going after, because they're
really
the ones who...
You really think this is that complicated? I don't see it as being very complicated.
Well, it is, because if you think about, like, the sort of chain of command, right, you go to the doctor... You say, I have some pain in my back or whatever, and so they prescribe an opioid because the pharmaceutical rep has visited them, and in a lot of cases, as you know, as we know, pharmaceutical reps give big, extravagant enticements. Sometimes college tuitions for children are paid off, golf clubs, golf trips, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And there's actually a website, you can look it up, I forget the name of it now, but you can see what your doctor has gotten from pharmaceutical companies. And then, so the doctors write the prescriptions because they've been assured by the pharmaceutical companies that these are very safe and non-addictive, and then it's the pharmacist's job to fill the prescription. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for the pharmacies, because how are they supposed to override what your doctor tells you is right for you?
And the pharmacist can't ask the person all these questions, like, are you sure you
they're
need
not allowed
this?
To.
Yeah,
right.
They
they're
can't
not
ask
to.
That. Yeah.
But the other side, the reason that these three chains are being held accountable is because they were colluding with, that's pretty obvious. I mean, this sort of reminds me
of volume alone.
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of payola back when you and I were disc jockeys, John. And the other thing isn't just doctors that get paid off. I remember there was a big scandal with car dealers getting paid off, depending on where they were selling cars and what they were using for incentives and how they looped people in. Corruption has been part of almost any American business that has existed since World War II, and this is just the latest example. But the reality here is that the drug companies are so powerful. They have so much money. Look at the influence that they have on our entertainment time. Watch a television program, and you tell me that in each spot set, on any major network, any major television program, you don't see at least one spot for a drug company. It's not possible because
they're the only ones with money, right, to pay for all the advertising.
Right. Yeah.
Watch the 6:30 network news on any networks, and it's one spot after another for drug companies. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and also they know their target too, because that's an older audience watching the 6 o'clock news. So these are not necessarily drugs for, you know, younger people. They're reaching their target audience.
Which is a comment in and of itself about what people know and how they get their news. You're right. The demos are older. The border crisis, what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border, we'll spend some time on that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You didn't hear it from me, but the Cyber Monday deals at Kohl's? Amazing! I got 30% off Lego sets.
40% off jeans and a Ninja hoodie for $119.99. I also got 20% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off because I spent $50. Did I mention the $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent? So yeah, checked off my gift list and stayed in my PJs. Win-win.
Select styles. Offer valid November 29th. Lego coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so number 10 on the list of the story list from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can get the charts for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Well, you can get all the charts every week at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. The border crisis, if that's what, I don't like that word, it's so overused. But the number of migrants crossing into our country this year alone is at a 20-some-odd year high. The new encounters, people coming who have gotten across the border, numbers 180,000. So where are they going? Nobody knows. What are they doing? Nobody knows. Well, they're taking jobs that Americans say that they don't want to do, or at least that's what the that's kind of what the logic is for letting them in, it would seem. So how, you're the closest to the border, the southern border. Remember when Cubans came into Miami and that influenced, it really influenced the culture of the entire South Florida peninsula. So what
sure
kind of, yeah, I mean, you don't, we keep talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, but what about Florida and people that are coming in? There's no, the border's porous. You come in on a boat, get off a boat anywhere, Clearwater, and
like,
go
see,
wherever you want to go.
I feel like, in my mind, I feel like it's more difficult to do.
This is Prince David.
All right, 47 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week from the DJV showers. Booster shots. Is everybody going to get one? Every adult? Is that good? Everybody? I thought we could all get them now. I don't get the deal. What's the big deal here?
Well, you're over 65, so you're in the category that first was rolled out. But, yeah, they're pushing now. And individual states, like in New Jersey where I am, our governor said, you know, they use the CDC for guidelines and guidance, but they want everybody over 18 to get a booster if it's been 6 months of Pfizer, because the numbers plummet to 43% protection. So I was happy that Lewis and I got our boosters literally 6 months to the day of, you know, of our second shot.
But, so the
and
numbers,
now more people are being hospitalized. And,
yeah,
and
the numbers have
people,
gone up this week. So does that mean immunity is going away if you don't have the third shot?
Sure, yeah. They need to be boosted. And especially this is going to be another horrible story of nursing homes, because a lot of those people were the first ones to get the shots. And if they don't get boosted, then we're going to have a lot of spread in, you know, in those types of facilities.
Right. Disney says they're going to require passengers that are older than 5 to get a vaccine or not go on a cruise.
Yeah, the Disney Cruise Line, Disney Parks. They're also, there are a lot of people who are saying Mickey, who turned 93 this week, is getting a little tyrannical in his old age.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's
getting
Disney in general.
But how do you, I mean, how do you, we know that the cruise industry took such a hit. And remember the ship that was docked off of, I don't know, some coast, and the people were out there, I think it was off of L.A., and the people were stuck on the boat for a month or something because of COVID. I don't know. It makes sense. It's, if you want to go on the Disney cruise and you've got kids running around and everybody touching stuff, and which is like...
So does everybody just go to the CVS or the Walgreens to get a shot? You go to your doctor's office?
Yeah, Costco's giving them out. You can show up at Costco.
Costco is?
Yep. My friend got a booster shot at Costco. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't need an appointment. You just walk in and...
Mask wearing cuts the incidence of spreading COVID by 53%, according to a new study. Some food for thought. All right, ladies, thank you for being here as usual with your great thoughts. The DJV showers, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay with Doug at 50 minutes after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour, end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan and I. Mostly she does the work, I do, I take the glory. I don't know why I said that, I was teasing.
You take the credit.
Yes, thank you. No, actually, I give the credit to you. Top five items from the world of technology, starting at number five with Apple's offer. What are they offering to do?
Well, Apple has announced a new program that's going to allow consumers to make common repairs to their iPhones themselves, which is, of course, as we know, this is a big thing that the Biden administration has been a champion of. It's the right to repair, and that's something that I think President Biden signed as an executive order almost immediately. And so it doesn't just apply to iPhones. This applies to, you know, we've heard about the tractors. If you have a tractor on a farm, you can now repair your own tractor instead of having John Deere shut it down, remotely, and then you just are stuck there. So this is something that Apple has also had to comply with. And so if you have an iPhone 12 or 13, that's where they're starting. The display, the battery, and the camera, you can actually make repairs related to those three things on your own at home. You can buy the parts that you need, and Apple will send them to you. It will be free in some circumstances if you're under warranty still. And so they're now expanding the program to their Mac computers with their M1 chips, which I have an iMac and it's so fast, it's amazing. I think this is a really good step in the right direction. If you have an older iPhone, you're not going to be included in this just yet, but we'll see where it goes. They're probably going to expand it further.
Right. All right, number four, the sad reality for people buying new trucks.
If you're looking for a brand new GM vehicle, pretty much, it's kind of pretty much all of them, especially if you're looking at a Chevrolet, a 2022 Chevy truck, you might want some warmer pants and a coat because the heated seats are not going to be an option. So your bum is going to be a little bit chilly because of the ongoing chip shortage. Now, this is the latest thing that car makers have to sacrifice. So there will be no heated seats and in the SUVs and pickups. And this is, you know, as we know, the list just keeps growing and growing. The good news is, though, is that GM has said by basically just bypassing the heated seat chip, they are at least continuing to produce vehicles. And as we know, yeah, drive around the country anywhere, you look at any dealership, and, you know, it's every dealership around me where I am in New Jersey, it's, you know, if you drive by a Mercedes dealership, there are no Mercedes cars there. It's all a bunch of used cars of other brands. And that seems to just be the trend. Everyone's trying to sell anything that they can get their hands on. And so GM has been hit really hard by this shortage, and so at least this way they'll be able to start making some vehicles again.
All right. Number three, a study about teens and tweens and what they're sharing.
Yeah, this was very upsetting this week to a lot of people for good reason. It's a trend that worries sexual abuse experts. Teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves online and often with adults. And so the once shared with even one person, the images can easily be distributed further, become part of the, you know, of the whole child sexual abuse dark corner of the web. It's horrible. And they found in this new study twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year prior. Now, some of the reasons for that, kids were at home. They were at home with their own home computers. They were probably bored. They weren't out with their friends. They weren't doing the stuff that they normally would be doing. And so a lot of kids took to more online activity. It really spiked during the pandemic, during quarantine. And so this is just, you know, another thing that parents need to worry about.
All right, number two is a new poll about Twitter.
Yeah, a majority of Twitter users this week say that they get news from Twitter, despite more than half of the users seeing misleading information on the network, and they say it's a major problem. This is a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter, which is a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people. And they found that over 53% of respondents said that Twitter has a big problem with misinformation. And the interesting thing is that Republicans, who are kind of more vocal than Democrats about Twitter being a place of, you know, misinformation, it's interesting that the stuff that gets banned is actually not the conservative stuff. It's been a lot of other things aside from, you know, President Trump being banned from Twitter. But it's kind of an interesting poll.
Number one this week, we as a country have joined into this new cybersecurity partnership. What's that all about?
Yeah, this actually began a few years ago. I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, President Trump did not want to belong to this. This is a consortium of 80 countries, along with Microsoft and Google and other nonprofits and universities. This is called the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. And this is essentially rallying G7 countries to hold other nations accountable when they have cyber attacks.
All right, those are the top five tech stories this week, 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.